Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch. So Not Worth It is the show that we are going to be discussing today. And a little bit about the show is that it's a story about love and friendship of students who reside in an international university dormitory. Siwon, who is played by Park Siwon, is a teaching assistant and she's in charge of managing the international students at the dormitory. She is a very nice and bright person, and all the students residing in the dormitory include Jamie, who is an international student. He comes from the US. There's Sam, who's also known as Sam Sam. He's a Korean-Australian guy, and his dad is the chairman of a tteokbokki restaurant. And then there's Minnie. She's a Thai citizen and she loves to watch K-dramas. She's obsessed with them. So throughout the show, there are a lot of K-drama references. There's Hyunmin, who is a Korean student and not eligible to stay in the international dormitory, but because he lives really far and it's difficult for him to commute, he prays and wishes and tries a lot of things to stay at the dormitory. So basically it's a sitcom, and that's a little bit about the show. Now moving on to what made us watch the show. Mehak, what made you watch the show?
I think we saw the trailer together, right? And you started watching it first because, like, I was caught up in other dramas. And then you told me that you should watch it because it's very funny. Yeah. So I think that's the reason that I started watching it. What about you?
So my friend recommended the show to me. And so basically she came over to my house and we were supposed to watch this show and eat ramen. But I don't know why, maybe it was the fact that the ramen was too spicy or the show was like, it had too much comedy for me to pay attention to two things at once. So I stopped watching it after like that day. But recently I saw a few like clips on Instagram and I was like, okay, fine, I'll start it because I had to start something new anyway. And also I was listening to Get Real's podcast and Carson had come on it and she had mentioned that she wasn't So Not Worth It. And I couldn't put her like in my head because I remember she's from K2, but I just couldn't like place her in my head. So I went to watch like So Not Worth It, and then I just got addicted. I finished the whole thing in a day. It's too good. Anyway, okay, let's talk about what stood out specifically about the show.
So this was like the first Korean sitcom that I ever watched, and I had no idea how like Korean sitcoms work. And honestly, it was not bad. I loved everything about it, from the diversity of the cast to the dialogues. All the actors and actresses played their roles so well. Minnie and Youngjae nailed their roles despite there being the first ever drama that they both acted in. I love how each and every character is actually relatable to us, because right now we are all in pandemic and we really, really want to go to college so bad. Then this is just fun to watch. Yeah. Then Hyunmin, Carson, Sewon, Hyun Seong, and the guy who played Hans were amazing too. Obviously, they're so, so funny. And the sitcom, it made me smile and laugh throughout. So I don't really have a favorite character over here. I like each and every one of them. Everybody has their pros and cons. And the sitcom at the end gives you a really good feeling about it. So that's all that stood out to me. What about you?
So the format is of a sitcom, right? It has a lot of silly things happening. It's very fun. And to be honest, some of the international actors did really, really well. They deserve a kudos, I agree. Kim, Minnie and Terrace and Carson, I really loved all of their discussions. And other Korean dramas shy away from mother-daughter relationships and crushes. And the whole like thing where the mother is married to multiple, not married, I think she just dates multiple men and then she has kids. So usually like this is something all that they don't really talk about, but this was mentioned in the show and it was shown very like naturally and subtly. It wasn't like heinous to look at, and it was really funny because all the scenes with Hyunmin, they were really funny. And also the relationship between Siwon and Jamie was really cute. Initially I was like, no, but then I saw more of it and I really liked it. And I love Sam Sam and Minnie. Like, they are so cute as people and in the show, and they're so funny because they're like characters on their own. And yeah,
they feel also like every character has this unique trait, and it is really nicely portrayed in this show. Like, the time that they're introduced, like with the hashtags and everything, that is so fun and engaging at its
own. It's very interactive for a modern audience. And also they tackle like different topics such as race, cyberbullying, plastic surgery, and they do it in such a funny way that it doesn't seem like it's a big topic. Also, it kind of ends on a cliffhanger, so we're really praying to God that we get a season 2.
I swear. So now,
let's talk about our favorite scenes. So what was something that made you laugh or whatever? Highlight.
Okay, so one scene was about when Carson and her ex-boyfriend that is in the military, that they broke up, and everybody, like, you know, tries to back Carson and tries to take revenge on the boyfriend. So they all go to his place and everybody ends up falling in love with him.
Yeah, everybody just gets bribed by him, and everybody is just like chilling, and then Carson comes and Carson's like, yo, what the hell.
It's very funny. So that was one scene, the highlight. And then there's a scene where Hans is like pooping and he figures out there's no toilet paper, and then luckily,
yeah, and at that point everybody in the group is like pissed at him.
Correct.
So nobody like replies to him,
and like, nobody picks up the call. But luckily, like, you know, he finds an underwear inside Hyunmin that Hyunmin had gifted him, and he feels like on the top of the world. He's like, he's my real friend.
Yeah. And it was really funny to see his expressions throughout.
Correct. So it was so funny. And the scene where Minnie's dating this rich guy to make Sam jealous. So that is another scene.
Sam is so immature. It's too cute. And then after a while, like, he gets all this maturity and he's like, I don't get insecure. Yeah. I don't care. Even if she's like hugging a guy, going out with him, it doesn't matter.
Last scene. Oh my God.
And I think my favorite scene was the karaoke scene. So basically, Jamie and Siwon go to like the Dureban for practicing music, because Siwon like tells him a very tragic story about how she was too poor to afford singing classes, and he empathizes with her and he tears up, and then they go to the Dureban and she starts singing, and then he's just
exaggerating and, that she's so good at singing.
It's
she's
too
best.
Funny because she's not, and Jamie, like, it probably was so bad that they didn't even like let the audience hear the voice, and then Jamie just goes all like, what the hell? Like, Jamie, like, has to stop her from singing. So, that whole scene is funny. And then I feel like literally any scene that Carson is eating food in, because she's so dedicated. She is a mood, I swear to God. And also, again, like, as Mehak mentioned, when Sam got mad at Minnie. Oh, yeah, initially, sorry. So, basically, Sam found out that Minnie and Hans had been dating, like, in the past, and then Sam got really, really insecure about it. So that is one of my favorite scenes. Okay, so let's talk about what's next for the main leads. Mehak, what's next for the main leads?
Okay, so for Jamie, he's coming in a show called Pumpkin Time.
And for Siwana, she's coming in a movie called Life is Beautiful. The others don't have anything scheduled as yet. But again, as I mentioned, Carson came on an episode of Get Real recently.
So can you believe the other people's? This is like the first show that they are doing. It's just like unbelievable. Like,
and it's
acting
really well done. Yeah, it's very well written, very well performed.
Shot, yeah, everything.
Okay, so how did you feel like after watching it, Mehak?
So the sitcom is so fun that it lightens the mood, especially like our situation right now. So nowadays, various students are stressing out when it comes to school, university, and here it shows the real excitement. I love how they include the social problems and mentality, like, and too, such as LGBTQ. So no bias, perfect, and someone who interested to go, it surely should watch it and it won't be disappointing. And lastly, it is not cringy at all.
Yeah, it's not cringy. Like, some of the scenes you're just like, ah, But it's so funny, like it's funny kind of cringy, even if it is a bit. And the audience it would suit is anybody that just wants a good laugh and wants a light show without any thick plot line at the end.
Correct.
And shows that you can watch that are similar to this is Waikiki 1 and 2. Both of them are like on the same format as this show. So that's about it. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.